Can you hear the music?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people can't hear it.
Really?
Yeah, man. They're just like, can't hear it. I hear static. Like, take that dick out of your ears. Like,
oh. That's right.
Make me want to fight. But this is my fight song.
I can see it. It's a pump-up song.
Yeah. Like, I think it's Demi Lovato, maybe?
Bit of a different vibe.
All right, welcome back to another episode of On the Throne with Dick. You know, shout out to Senjin Boychuk, man. I love that guy, man. If you have never seen Senjin Boychuk's page, the dude has like 200 followers on like every platform. He doesn't care. He just shredding guitar all the time and doing his thing, man. So shout out to him. Check his social media out. And on the podcast today, man, we've been working on this one for a while. You know, I got Morgan Walmart, aka Colton. I was gonna say Colton, aka Morgan Walmart, but like, you're just Morgan Walmart to me now.
That's usually what, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's just what it is, man. You got the hair, you got the mustache. You look very sexy today.
Like, I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah, dude. It's kind of making me a little moist.
I do have that effect on some people.
Just thinking about doing this podcast all week or for the last few days has made me pretty moist. I'm just like, fuck yeah, I'm
here. Been super pumped about it. It's been a long time in the making for sure.
It has, man. And you said you were nervous when I first came in here, right? And like, man,
yeah.
Don't worry, buddy. It's only gonna hurt for a minute.
Give me a courtesy spit.
Fuck. I think the spitting thing is so fucking weird. Anyone who's ever done that is just like instantly flaccid. You know? Like, no, stop. You know, we're not hawking.
Especially when you get all the phlegm behind it, that's just a no.
Yeah, and she's a smoker. What?
Right? Like, no, take that back.
Turns out she's got tuberculosis. There's blood in there too. Surprise.
Terrible.
Yeah, absolutely terrible. How's it going, man?
It's going good. I mean, can't complain. I've been off work for 3 weeks now due to the fires up north, but we're making the most out of extra family time, so I can't complain.
Brother, I feel that. Yeah, you got evacuated. Where were you?
I was up by Conklin. So I guess like the whatever lake fire that is, it's over 60,000 acres right now. So
nice. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty intense.
I know all about the evacuation life, and I know all about the being off work and enjoying extra family time life.
Yeah.
I got evacuated. It was 2 years ago now. I got evacuated out of Fox Creek.
Yep.
And then I went home. It turns out it was my last hitch anyways. I was going on the road crew for the summer. And then, you know, a couple weeks later, or almost a month later, I guess, I got evacuated out of Edson.
Oh, so, yeah. Shit.
That was that summer. And then the family time, dude. You know, I've been off work for 3 months, you know, just hanging out with the family, enjoying this time, you know. Just it sucks, you know, that the reason why I'm home and why I'm anything, but you know, the silver lining in all of it, you know, like I get to, I watched my daughter, I've said this a couple times on the podcast, and I watched my daughter ride her bike without training wheels for the first time, you know.
That's a big moment that, like, usually people like us that work on the road, we miss all those kinds of moments.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. And then, you know, got to go to my youngest daughter's play school graduation. You know, I got to see a lot of other things. You know, I got to just enjoy and relax, and you know, I put on fucking 20 pounds since I've been off, but like I've lost almost 10 in the last 2 weeks. So, you know,
that's good. Good for you, man. That's impressive.
Yeah, I can almost see my dick again. So that's good.
Almost, eh?
Yeah, the wife can almost feel it again. So that's good.
That's all that matters, right?
But yeah, man. So fucking, what do you do in Conklin? I know what you do, but like, you know. Like,
so I work on the service rigs. I'm a driller and a relief push, full-time driller though. I've been drilling for over 5 years now on the service rigs. So
nice. So what I'm hearing there is you work, you don't work. How do I word that? What I'm hearing there is that you know, you work on a bitch rig, right? Like you're not working on a triple or anything like that. You're just, you got the easy work.
I mean, to an extent, like I run a super double, so I'm stretched out to 110 feet for sag D work.
Yeah.
So we're one of the bigger service rigs. I mean, for thermal, we're average sized. We're right in the neck with like PD, Treeline, all the big companies, Ensign. But yeah, definitely more so. They call it circus rigs because it's always a gong show.
It's always a gong show and you're always on the move, right? You're like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that, man. I love, you know, as a former vac hauler, you know, like,
yeah.
I can relate with, you know, well testers and frackers and, you know, the big rigs and, you know, a lot of times on the circus rigs, you know, we're always there cleaning out, you know, your mud tanks and sucking off the 400 barrels and doing whatever you guys need us to do. Right. And that's, man, I kind of miss that life a little. I didn't think I'd ever say that, you know,
right.
I miss the life. I miss the things I got to experience.
Yeah.
Miss the hours. I don't miss the bullshit, you know, and being gone for many, many, many weeks at a time. And I don't miss, you know, getting called out at 2 a.m. in the morning. Or 2 a.m. in the morning. That's implied when you say 2 a.m. But I don't miss that shit, right? And so, you know, I miss working with the boys. I miss, you know, you're cleaning out a tank and, you know, it's a big challenge. You're like, how the fuck am I going to get this tank done? Right.
Oh, and yeah.
Watch as the, you know, the mud and the invert and shit like that goes from a many, many cubes to nothing. Right.
Over
the
course of satisfying
hours. Yeah, man. Shit like that, dude. I miss that stuff. So yeah, man, I like what I do now, but like, you know,
it's definitely a change, right?
Yeah, I get to be home a lot more now. It's pretty good. Pretty great.
Steady schedule. That was a big thing. I know we were talking when you made the job change and everything. So that was a big one for you, right?
Dude, it was something that was many years. I was there for 7 years, right? And I probably spent 5 of those years trying to get the hell out of there, right?
Yeah.
After a while, I got a little comfortable, right? And also, I was great because I started making content there, right? And I didn't know what to do there. You know, I'm like, I got to leave, but like I make content here. They allow me to make it. Is anywhere else going to allow me to make it? Also, who am I? Am I Dick Frost outside of, you know, this job? Can I be Dick Frost somewhere else? Right. And that was, that was all that weighed on my mind for like 3 years, you know? And then one day, you know, I finally got tired of it. Right. I'm like, fuck it. I can do it anywhere. You know,
hell yeah.
Right. So yeah, I had to get out of there and I did. So yeah. Damn it. So how did you get into the circus rigs or into the rigs in general? Like how did, you know, one day you're just kind of, is it like your everyday story? Like, you know, like I was just hanging out one day, saw a rig and went and applied or what?
No. I was out in Saskatchewan at the time. I had a stepbrother, no longer a stepbrother. Long story there.
Or what?
Beg your pardon?
John C. Reilly or Will Ferrell?
He would have been more like John C. Reilly for sure.
Yeah.
And like he meant great. Like I'd just gotten into a vehicle accident, didn't know what I was doing after high school and everything like that. And he's like, I don't want this life for you, but do you want to come rigging? We need a floor hand. So I was like, yeah, sure, man. Sign me up. When do I start? He's like, you're going for a piss test tomorrow then. I was like, okay, done. You
piss in the cup.
You're said and done.
It's cool, you know?
Literally, right? And yeah, I never looked back. I went roughnecking out there in Saskatchewan. I was only roughneck for 9 months. And then our Derek hand quit. They looked at me. They're like, hey, you afraid of heights? I was like, no, not really. They're like, good, climb. I was like, okay, I guess I'm going up stick then. I never really looked back after that. I gave myself 5 years when I first got into rigging. I was like, I'm going to do this for 5 years. I'll save a bunch of money. I'll be out. Yeah. Well, 5 years later, and then they're like, hey, so you're going to start drilling now. And it's like, okay, well, I really like the money, so I'm just going to stick with it. And looking back, I'm 10 years into this now, right? So.
Yeah, man, you know, yeah, I said the same thing when I got in. 5 years and I'm out. You know, like I'm here for 5 years. I talked to a lot of guys in construction because I was living in Saskatoon at the time. And, you know, I was working in construction. A lot of guys were just getting laid off. Things were slowing down, right? It was, year was that 2008, 2009, something like that. Things were slowing down a little bit. And, you know, guys were coming in. They were telling me all about it. I was asking questions. And, you know, the boys that had been there, you know, they had a real, you know, sense of, you know, brotherhood and camaraderie, right? Like if they didn't know each other coming in, they're like, so you suffered too, huh? And then, you know, like they bonded after that and they had lots of good stories and shit. And so, you know, like I asked questions, how do I get in? What do I do? You know, and then a little while went by, I worked at Leon's for a bit in the warehouse. I got laid off. He was a driller on the rigs, got laid off. And he started being the delivery driver. Short fucking temper on this guy, man. Like, I thought this guy was gonna break my face a few times, right? Like I was just annoying, right? And we turned out to be pretty good buddies. He told me, you know, you need these tickets, go get these tickets. So I saved money, I got the tickets, and I'm like, what do I do now? Right? I was just checking things off a list. And he's like, all right, now you start applying to jobs, man. Here you go, right? And so I did. Yep. And this one I faxed. I remember I faxed this one company. And that's how long ago this was. I faxed, right? And within an hour.
That's a hot minute.
Yeah, within an hour, they got back to me. And they called me like, so when can you start? And my wife wasn't home from work yet. So I waited till she got from work. And I'm like, so I did this thing. They want me to start. And they're gonna come get me. I'm on the way, right? And she's like, well, I don't know how to feel about that. I'm like, well, it's just a couple years. We're just gonna make a bunch of money, save it, get the fuck out, right?
Yeah.
5 year plan. Well, my first paycheck came, you know, and it was like, fuck yeah, man, this is sick, you know. And there's like my wife a car. I went and another paycheck came and I took her out for a $300 dinner at the Keg and I bought the Harry Potter like 30 disc special edition sets.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm like fucking balling over here, right? And then
100%.
You know, here we are 13 years later, man, just still fucking chasing that black gold, you know.
It's hard to get out of it once you get into it. Like that's one thing, like people always come into TikTok lives and they're asking like, well, how do you get into it? Like, should I do this straight out of high school? It's like, man, if I had the option to go back, like I love what I do. Don't get me wrong. I make amazing money. Love what I do. Love every aspect of it. But the thing I tell most guys, once you get into this, you're not going to get out of it. And if I had the choice, I'd rather get a trade or something that's easier to fall back on. Yeah. Like, yeah, the rigs aren't going anywhere anytime soon, but there's always your slow times, like oil crashes day in and day out. The other day, we were showing off a brand new rig package in the yard, like a $4 or $5 million rig package we just put together, all brand new equipment, and oil dropped to like $40 a barrel. And I don't know how we're going to get rid of this rig package, but like, it still did it.
That's wild, man. I haven't been keeping up with the price of the barrel over the last 3 months. I've been off, right? That's none of my concern. I'm not out there right now.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm just hanging out. I'm not stressing about that shit, right? I'm hanging out with my family, thinking, you know, things are exactly the way they are when I left, you know, like, and in my mind, like, I know that's not true. I know shit might be going sideways a little bit, but dude, man, the fucking I don't know. Have you been through like a round of layoffs and trying to get a job outside of that yet? Or
I got fortunate enough, like even when I was out in Saskatchewan, I jumped around to like Lloydminster, Estevan. And then when that was slower for the oil side, we went and we actually had a contract for the potash mine in Esterhazy.
Nice.
So we were working on water wells. So I never had to go through breakup. I never had to go through shutdowns, anything. It was straight for like five, almost 6 years. Nice. That I just kept going. And then over three years I've been with Savannah. Now I've been steady with them because I'm working SAGD. So again, we're year round, no breakup or anything, right? So pretty lucky that way.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when the barrel crashed 2014 And, you know, guys are just, you know, it's like a game of musical chairs. Where are you going to be when the music stops?
Yep.
And I remember, you know, trying to get a job in town. And, you know, you got all these guys coming down from the patch looking for work and flooding the job market in town now, right? And,
yep.
And you know, you almost got to keep off your resume that you worked in the oil field, because they see that and they're like, well, you're overqualified. You're going to want too much money, right? And then it's like, well, then comes the, are you going to stick around? Because when it comes back, I know you're gone, right?
That's one thing I found also. Yeah. Like, I took a bit of a leave. I went underground mining at the potash mine. I was like, I'm just going to try it, right? I did it for 3 months. And I was like, okay, no, I'm going back to the rigs. This is way too slow. Can't do it. And the money is not the same.
Yeah.
Unless you were unionized, you were not making the same amount of money.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear that. No, it's, it was wild, man. Cause from 2014 to 2016, I took like 3 or 4 pay cuts, right? Just to stay busy. Right.
Yeah. Just to keep money coming in.
Just to keep money coming in. It was like, hey, keep 2 or 3 pay cuts. And it started going back up. Then COVID hit. Fucking another pay cut comes, right?
Yep.
Son of a bitch, right? Fuck. And then, you know, whatever, you stay busy anyways, who cares? You know, it was a lot of things changed in 2015, 2014 when the price crashed. I took a bit of a pay cut, but I bought a brand new car, right? Because I stayed working. I was like,
well, yeah.
The next time COVID, I had a kid, two kids at that point.
Yep. Right?
I was down to one income. Wife took time off, you know, it was, you know, raising the babies. And I was like, you stay home. That was the deal. And, you know, it was like, shit, I am buying a new car during this one. You know, I might be fucking, you know, like fucking selling.
Might be selling feet pictures online.
Dude, dick pics, man. The gay dudes.
That's where it's at.
Oh my God. Did I ever tell you that story?
I don't think so.
I didn't tell you about my good buddy that I can't say his name, but like my buddy reached out to me on Instagram 2 winters ago now. And it was like, hey man, like I know this might be a bit of a stretch, but like, you got an OnlyFans? And I'm like, no, I don't. But like, I'm like, cash venture, you know, like, and he's like, well, how about I offer you $100 for, you know, some private videos. And I'm like, you throw a zero behind that and I'm in, right? So the guy's like, that's a lot, but all right, sure. I'll do it. And I'm like, fuck. And he wanted me like playing with myself, like in my coveralls, like have it like, you know, sit and in like crew trucks and in a porta potty, right? And I'm like, fuck, this dude's like unaware of my willingness to do this in a porta potty.
Oh, 100%.
Bro, I've done this before and for free, you know, like, fuck, you know.
I've done this just to take the edge off the day.
Dude, holy shit, dude. I'm walking and they're hitting the side of my leg. They're blue. They're hurting. Porta potty. Let's go right now, right? And yeah, no, so I brought it to my wife. I talked to my wife and I was like trying to get her to talk me out of it. And she's like, $1,000. She's talking me into it, right? And I was like, and so I do it. I make a big production out of it, like a 1.5-minute long video. And I did things that like I didn't need to do, but it was like, you know,
just to make it worth his while.
Yeah, buddy paid me a $400 tip. You know, like, yeah, he paid me. $400.
You did good.
I bought my wife a new dishwasher with my dick money. You know, like it was.
That's a power move right there.
Right. Right.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. It was funny. Oh shit, man.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. No, man. The internet's full of wild shit, dude. Like, I don't know. Have you gotten any offers like that? The way the mullet, the mustache, the Morgan Wallen look, right? Have you got
not yet? I've had some guys come into lives before and start hitting on me. Some guys follow me that are swinging for the other team. And I mean, like, yeah, I'm fine with that. It's to each their own, right? It is what it is.
Oh yeah, dude. You know, I've had this conversation a lot over the last few days, and this is a hot take. A lot of people don't agree with it, but everyone's like, oh, you know, men's mental health month, right? It's
cute.
Yeah. So being overshadowed by pride. I hate to break this to you guys, but pride and mental health go hand in hand, right?
Oh, like, 100%.
Man, you got to think, they might be gay, but they're still men, you know, they're still struggling.
They're still people. And they're going to go through hardships just like everyone else.
They're struggling a lot, you know, and we're just, you know, I've been saying that for a long time, man. You know, fucking pride and mental health go hand in hand, right?
They really do.
Yeah, I mean, the way some people are making fun of it online, you know, men's mental health and shit like that is gross. But, like, you know, like, also the way some people are making fun of pride online right now this month is also gross, right? And that's, yeah, that's a hot take. That's a hot take, but whatever. Yeah, man. Fucking dude, I had like the most insane busy day, and this is like fucking the last thing on my box to do today, like the last thing on the checklist. I got up this morning, took my daughter to school, got home, took my other daughter to a play date.
Okay.
We were there for like 3 hours. I've been dealing with car insurance shit for like 3-4 days. Now I'm dealing with car dealerships and fucking so like that. And then I went and got a massage.
Okay. Yeah.
Quick bite to eat. I set up this meeting last week. I don't know how I did it, but this guy who's running for the mayor of Edmonton, Omar, right?
That photo.
Yeah, dude. I went and I hung out with the future mayor of Edmonton. Dude,
that's pretty badass.
Damn. I learned a lot about like a lot of shady shit going on, you know, in the ledge and, you know, in politics and shit like that, you know, not the ledge. Ledge is provincial, but like, you know,
I knew what you mean. Yeah.
Dude. And I learned a lot of crazy shit, man. Did you know the Edmonton's new city bylaws that are coming up? They're changing them. It's $500 if you get caught urinating outside in public. It's $250 if you get caught littering. It's $25 if you're caught doing fentanyl on the sidewalk.
I feel like there's bigger concerns than a $25 fine if you're doing fentanyl, personally.
Like, you would think fentanyl would be more of a fine.
Right? You would think, because if I piss in public and I'm getting slapped with a $500 fine, but buddy's sitting next to me, just pop a pill of fentanyl or whatever, and he's only getting a $25 fine, but I get $500 for putting my cock out in the middle of the street? Like, no.
Yeah, you might catch an OnlyFans deal with that. You know,
I was gonna say somebody's gonna enjoy the view. Like, come on now, it's not much, but it's honest work.
It's not much, but it's honest work. You
know? That's right.
Speaking of which, I just saw two squirrels fucking before we started this podcast.
That turned you on, didn't it,
dude?
That turned me on. I'd be pretty fucking ramped up right now.
Dude, I am rock hard. It is wild. I filmed it. The squirrels were like, the one squirrel rolled himself into a ball. The other squirrel, I don't know if they're two he's. So I don't know, speaking of, but like, so like the one squirrel grabbed the other one in its mouth and took it up a tree. And what? Then it came back down and the squirrel still had it in its mouth and they rolled around on the ground for a bit and the other one got on top and was just, I'm like, yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
That's a struggle, brother. I feel that, you know.
That is straight up like the key term of a struggle snuggle.
The struggle snuggle, man. You know, like, can you imagine the squirrel just brought nuts full of like ether? Just like found some.
I mean, I guarantee it happens, man.
Dude, for sure. You know, I've never seen squirrel shit on the ground. What is, you know what I mean? Like, have you ever saw a squirrel shit or seen a squirrel shit?
No, and like, I saw a lot of squirrels when we were up in Canmore, but like, no, I never saw a squirrel shit once.
Never seen a squirrel shit. Do squirrels poop?
No, they'd have to, right?
These are the pressing questions.
We need to find out. That's a problem.
The next mayor of Edmonton is going to win when he answers this question for us. Like, he's got to do the dirty work. He's got to get in and do the investigative journalism.
He needs to, like, film a squirrel for 24 hours straight. Because in 24 hours, he has to shit at least once.
At least once, right? Do squirrels, you know, we know that, you know, Kim Jong-un or Kim Jong-il, whatever one is in power right now. We know Kim, one of the Kims don't shit, right? The leader of North Korea does not hear poop. Right. So, like, you know, are we dealing with North Korean squirrels here in Edmonton? This is another question. Are the communists, are the dictators here?
Did they invade the squirrels?
They're invasive squirrels. They're from the tiny little what do you call that? What do you call it? It's not an island. It's not a peninsula. It's the Korean peninsula. It's the Korean peninsula. Yeah. Korea is a peninsula. Yeah. So like, are we being invaded by peninsula squirrels, Korean peninsula squirrels?
I mean, there's a possibility with the amount of people coming over from everywhere. There is a possibility that they just bring squirrels in.
I like this. We're going to figure this out.
We will solve the world problems by figuring out if squirrel shit and if our squirrels have been invaded by communists.
Fuck yeah. I thought you were saying communists. I was like, what? I mean,
maybe.
Shit. So how did you get into social media, man? Like one day I'm just scrolling along and I started seeing, I kept calling you Colton for a while, but or Colton. I don't know. I just fucking kept calling you something. But like, how did you get into that? You're just, one day you're just like, fuck it, I'm going to make videos.
Straight up, I just started posting random crap, like back when I was living out in Saskatchewan, and just got into that. TikTok was a new hot thing. Got into that. Then we were working nights actually on a pumping job, and nights were so boring. We weren't doing any kind of pumping, and we were working straight 12s overnight. And it's like, hey, well, I need something. So it's like, hey, no, let's go TikTok live. And I just met so many amazing people over live and connected with a lot of people over being a blue collar worker, working away from home, and the struggles and hardships a person faces and everything, and informing people that want to get into it about,
yeah,
you know, what they need and what to expect, really, right? Everyone thinks you need to be physically strong to work like rigs or anything. It's like, nah, like being mentally strong has got to be one of the biggest parts. It's your mind that's going to hate you the most when you're working away. Whether you have like loved ones at home, like a wife, kids, all that, or just like your regular family or friends, right? You're gone for weeks to months at a time. It takes a toll on a guy. You better be mentally prepared. Instead of, I was only like 140 pounds when I started rigging. I was the smallest kid out there. And yeah, you're going to get bigger with time, but your mind needs to grow faster and be stronger than you do physically.
100%, man. You put yourself in a camp room for weeks on end.
The same four walls, man. It drives a guy crazy.
160 square foot room eating fucking camp chicken for fucking 35 days straight. You know,
yeah.
Same fucking bologna and ham sandwich, you know, every day for lunch.
Same sandwiches day in and day out.
Yeah, man. You know, and like your mind can break. I've seen dudes that come in like, you know, and like yeah, they got this, and but they fucking break. They bend so fucking
easy. Oh, yeah.
Like,
I've seen a lot of guys come out and they don't even last 2 days to a week. It just gets to a guy, right? If you're not mentally prepared for that or have a good enough support system, or if you're not able to talk to somebody. That's one of the big things I definitely had to overcome too, was being able to open up. Like, it's not weak to speak. When you have shit on your chest or you're dealing with stuff, you have to be able to reach out to whether it's a counselor or friend group, your better half, whatever it is, just in order to get that off your chest makes a huge difference.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah, man. Dude, I see so many guys. Like, I made a video about it once. It was, I don't remember that sound, but it was like, not everybody fits in the genre. It's a genre. Not everybody. It's a
bad bitch genre.
Yeah, not everybody fits on the Rasta. And it's like when the roid monkey quits after a day because he thought it was physical.
Yeah.
Right. And fuck, that video blew up pretty good. But like, it was, you know, it's true, man. You know, like, not everybody fits on the Rasta.
Yeah. 100%. I've seen some of the biggest, toughest, scariest motherfuckers come out there and they're going home after the next hitch and they don't come back.
Yeah, man. I don't know about you. I've had some pretty, you know, there's been days that have tested my entire will to fucking live, you know? Like,
oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude, like, you know, it's not so much in the summer days. The summer days, you know, summer rigging had me a blast, you know? Like,
oh, yeah. Winter time, not seeing the sun, and it's minus 40. you're questioning your life choices, and it's like everyone else is so warm and happy right now, and you're out busting your balls for anywhere from 8 to 16 hours in a day.
Yeah.
And you're just questioning everything, and especially if you're working alone. Working alone gets to a guy.
Well, that's what it was happening when I broke my ankle, right? Like I was by myself yep. that day, right? And you know, luckily, shortly after it happened, man, the mechanic pulled in, and I was like crawling back to the truck to get my phone. I was doing the army crawl, you know. I was like, right? I wasn't in pain. I wasn't in pain though. It was minus 30 outside. Right? I didn't feel a fucking thing, right? And I'm glad I couldn't get to the truck because I don't know how I was getting in, and if I. You know, if I did manage to get up and in, I don't know how I was getting out, right?
That's true.
What a time to not have my phone in my pocket like every other time, though, right?
Literally,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was great, man. And then, you know, by the time, you know, I was thawed out and could feel, I was on the fentanyl. Hell of a drug.
Hell of a drug. I bet, yeah.
I learned today from Omar, who is the future mayor of Edmonton, actually. He's a pediatric dental hygienist.
Damn, okay.
Practice so he could run for mayor, right? And yo, solid guy. He's got a podcast too and everything. The guy pays $800 an episode to rent out a studio to record an episode, right?
Wow. With
no guarantee of a return, right? Like there's $800 to record an episode. And he's only got 8 episodes. He's 8 episodes deep, man. You know what I mean? No guarantee of that return, but he's doing it. And he talks about the issues facing Edmonton, right? He's talking about, you know, where we're going as a city and where we need to go in the future and stuff. And man, what an incredible guy, dude. You know, he was a blue collar guy at one point in his life too. Before he decided, he was homeless at one point in time. You know, wow. The guy is an Afghani newfie. Yeah.
It's a hell of a combination.
Yeah, he's like 53. He's half and half. He's like his father was Afghani, his mom was Newfie, or vice versa, one of those two. You know, and that guy, man, that guy told me some shit about the city, man, that I was just like blown away. You know how much money this city is hemorrhaging? It's
probably a lot.
Mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. And how, like, there's this shit that's going on behind the scenes that he shared, but I don't know if I can talk about, but he shared. And yep. It was like, that doesn't seem right, man. There's a lot of, like, schemey shit, right? So, yeah. Yeah, it's fucking wild. It's just wild what's happening, man, and the connections we're making, right?
Oh, 100%. Like, I never thought being a social media person. I'm definitely not as big of an influencer as I'd like to be, but I mean, I just can't keep up with the content. I still like doing my own thing.
Keep showing up, man.
Right? I feel like that's the biggest battle, just finding more content to produce and then staying engaged with new and upcoming things too, right?
Yeah. Just got to keep showing up, keep putting yourself in that space, and man, you'll get there. Your content's great. You're go live all the time, man. You're there, man. You know what I mean? It's only a matter of time. And like I said, your content's pretty good. So
I appreciate that. I made one post today just about men's mental health and everything, sitting down. And I just had a cup of coffee this morning, poured a second cup. And it's like I'd rather sit and talk to somebody and carry that weight instead of carrying their casket, right? Because yeah. I know men's mental health's a big one for me because I've been through counseling. I've had to take that step back and get the help that I needed so I could be a better person and work on myself so I could be the father that I am today to my little girl, right? So
yeah. Amen to that, dude. I've had a rough year, right? I've talked about that. I was diagnosed
with
a borderline personality disorder, and you know, I'm getting therapy for that. And you know, I want to show up for my kids in ways that, you know, nobody showed up for me when I was a kid, right?
That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, man. I think about, like, how old I was when shit started happening around me, and my daughter's that age now, right? And it's like, man, and how innocent she is right now, right? And that's on breaking, right? And, you know, I don't want them to see even a fraction of the shit I had to witness and go through, right? That's fucking just, that's just it, dude. You know, like she sheltered a little bit in my opinion. She sheltered, but like in a good way, you know, like,
well, yeah, you want to keep your kid safe. And especially with us having gone through so much in life, and like, yeah, everyone's different and everyone goes through stuff at different ages, but like, you want to give your kid the best chance they have and protect them from everything that's bad out there.
Oh yeah. 100%. 100%. You guys going to have any more, or are you done?
Planning on trying for one more after the Morgan Wallen concert.
After the Morgan Wallen. Man, dude, fucking, I'm trying to go to the Morgan Wallen concert. I'm trying. The tickets I'm seeing right now, you don't get to see him. You're kind of behind the stage a little bit, and they're like $100. Right?
That's so, not bad.
It's not bad.
Because like, me and the old lady bought two pairs of tickets. She bought her first set where it's like beside the stage, but really low down, and some titanium pass or whatever, so it comes with some shit. She bought those for like $800 a seat. And then I was like, you know what? No, like we've had a really good year. You deserve this for your birthday. And it's coming up on the 27th. But like, I was like, I'm going to go all out. Big dick energy. Just boom. I spent $4,000 on two floor seats, man. Front row, like right up next to the stage.
That's wild. Good for you.
Just so I can hold a sign that says I'm Morgan Walmart and see if I can get on the stage.
Hell yeah. Dude. You gotta like tag. You gotta make videos about this sign, and you gotta like start tagging them and stuff, right? You gotta do it.
Try and get it out there.
People answer back. They don't. They see it, and there's a possibility they answer back, right?
Like, that's true. Yeah.
Crazy, man. How that works. How you invite the opportunity when you put yourself out there like that.
Definitely doing a walkout video. It was on Friday, we go for our engagement photos, so I got to get all done up, cowboy hat, fancy jeans, fancy shirt, do a walkout video, I'm thinking, out of the house into the one ton there, so.
Yep, and when you get married, I sent you that video, you got to do that.
Yes, that has to happen, I already told my boys about it.
I got to be there, I want to go, I want to be there, I want to be a part of the video.
I feel like it needs to happen.
Fuck yeah. Man, Man, when are you getting married again?
In August.
August. All right. I'm trying. Yo, dude, I want to be there. I wanna officiate. I wanna be the guy that says, "Do you, Morgan Walmart, take, you know, what's your wife's name? Your future wife's
Brittany.
Name? Brittany Chicken Fry. Holy shit! Yes. No way! No way! Yeah, Morgan Walmart and Brittany Chicken Fry. You know, like,
that'd be great.
No way. I would say it just like that, dude. You know, Walmart, take Brittany Chicken Fry, you know, to be your awfully wedded wife, you know. Dude, I'm not ordained yet, but I would get ordained for that.
Do the online course just so you can do it.
$25, throw $25 at her and just fucking get her done. Just so 100%. I could walk up, and so I could be like, "Do you, Morgan Walmart, take Brittany Chicken Fry?" Right, like it's gotta happen.
That'd be great. It's
gotta happen. Yeah, man. Yeah, no, that's great, dude. How long you guys been together?
Officially coming up 3 years now.
Nice.
But like, moved out here, and like, we met through Tinder. But I was out in NISQ taking a BOP course, and swiped right. We bonded over Morgan Wallen, of all things.
Yeah, no, did she say you look like him?
Yeah.
I love that.
And it was the song that I had. I think it was Whiskey Glasses in my Tinder bio. And then we never got to meet, actually, when I was up here. A big snowstorm hit. And then I was headed back to Saskatchewan. I was in a really rough spot, so it was probably best that I didn't meet her then. And then I ended up coming out it was right at the start of July, actually. So it was coming up 3 years now that I've been out here, that we've been together. So.
Nice. Good for you. How do you like the new album?
I like most of the songs on there, for sure. There's some where it's like, you could have done better, but I like it. And to drop 36 songs for one album is crazy in my mind.
That's nuts. What's your favorite one?
I'd say 20 Cigarettes.
20 Cigarettes is a good tune. Great tune. I had that in my bio on Instagram the other day.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Music in there now. And I threw that one up. I don't know. I don't remember the name of it. It's like, can I stare into your deep blue eyes?
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't know what the name of that song is, but I belted out the whole, I know it word for word just about now.
Like, love it.
On, I'm just like, yeah, what's this called? And I just don't look, right? And then number three and number seven, that's a great tune.
Yep.
That's a great tune. Man, that I love that whole album. You know what? I heard the new Lil Wayne album is a disappointment.
Really? I was really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I haven't heard it yet, but everybody says it's trash. And I'm like, well, you don't care anymore. You know what I mean? Like, he's got his money, you know?
He makes his own liquor and everything else. Like, he's set for life.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's fucking... Oh, I'm kind of upset, though, because, like, it's fucking Lil Wayne, you know?
He usually puts out bangers. I'm interested to see what the album actually sounds like, though.
I got to listen to it. You know, I guess got to finish listening to the new Morgan Wallen album another six or seven times first.
That's great.
Yeah. Last year on my Apple most played list was fucking the new Taylor Swift album. This year it's going to be Morgan Wallen. So,
yeah. Love it.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't listen to it that much. Maybe I listened to it quite a bit, but like not as much as the wife, right? Like,
yeah,
she was. I was kind of upset I couldn't get her tickets to the fucking Eras tour. I tried so hard.
Well, weren't those like crazy expensive? Also,
they were. She's been to every Taylor Swift tour with my sister except for this one.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, and that was it. Was they all tried, and like I was trying too. I was like, hey. I need to get these tickets, right? And it didn't happen. But, you know, I let her rent it on fucking Netflix or whatever it was on. I'm like, hey.
Oh, yeah, the special.
You know what? I will put the fucking, the projector screen outside against the garage. You can see the stars above you. Sit far back with your lighter and go like this, and you can listen.
Pretend you're at the concert.
I'll make you popcorn. You know, keep the kids inside, you know, so like it's the same thing, really.
Yeah, just a lot cheaper.
I probably would have got punched in the balls for that. So.
Be worth it.
Yeah, worth it. Hey, you know what? I can't have babies no more. So. No, we're
talking. Definitely after one more. I told the old lady, I was like, by the time I'm 30, I'm getting snipped regardless. So it's like, we got 3 years, basically 2 years now, but. We got basically 2 years to have one more, and that's it. Calling it.
I'm 36 now. The wife is 37. We're trying for one right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're trying.
Trying's the best part.
It is the best part, man. And I've got time right now, right? Like
that is true.
An endless amount of semen, right? Like I'm fucking...
Keeps coming every day.
Balls to the wall. Well, right now, like... Right now, it's like the Red River flows, so I'm taking the dirt road. But, like, you know, it's the same
shit. You make do.
Yeah, you make do. Hey, man, you never know. You might get that. Maybe that's how shitheads are born, you know? Like, I don't know.
That's how I was born, I'm pretty sure. So,
yeah, anal. Drunken Friday night, anal. Mom said, no, dad put it in, anyways. Let's number three and number seven, you know, a child of freedom, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, dude. Like, hey, man, do you know what viscosity is?
Yeah.
What's viscosity in your own? I know you know, but like, what is viscosity in your own words?
That's a hard one, because like. The only time we ever test for viscosity is like when we're doing mud kills, which doesn't happen a whole lot. But you're basically, would it be like, I don't know, I want to say like the friction of the fluid, not
how thick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Where I'm going, man, is the podcast is sponsored by the Mud Man. The Mud Man.
Yes.
His own, like, you know, viscups and he deals like. High-tech gadgets and shit for all your drilling fluid and laboratory testing equipment needs. Shit, I didn't fuck it up this time. What up? Right? And then, yeah, so fucking that guy, man, Brian, he sponsors the podcast. You know, he hooked the guy up with a mic and headset 2.5 years ago. Last summer, coming up on a year now, hooked me up with the laptop, the MacBook Pro, so I can do something and get off my phone. I don't have to use my phone anymore to record. So, you know, it's good, man. He deals in the thickness of your load, right? And you know, how thick is your load, Kelton?
Well, I mean, with my diet, probably too thick. I could probably say I'd be like killing mud.
He got enough, thick enough to kill the mud, you know? That's
awesome. Probably work on that.
You should probably work on that, you know? You put a little less kill mud in there, you know, a little less, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Does she gotta chew before she swallows? Is that how thick it is?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I can't talk like this on TikTok Live, man. Especially
no, we get banned.
I got banned last night. I haven't been live for like a week. I go live less than 2 minutes in, I'm banned for a week.
For what?
So they changed some of their regulations and rules over the last like week or so, I guess. You're not allowed to
say.
You're not allowed to say, and this is exactly, and it showed me a clip of what I did too. What I did, usually it doesn't. I don't know. Let me see if it's still up there. I'll see if I can find it and play it. You're not allowed to ask for money now on live. You're not allowed to say, send me money, send it to me. You know, you're not allowed to do that.
People always ask for gifts though.
Yeah.
Or is that different?
You're not allowed to do it anymore. Here it is here.
Oh, you're battling somebody.
Guys, I will twerk for a corgi. I will do a twerk for you. Let's go. Kayla, how are you? I twerk for corgis, and that's just it. I'll twerk for anything, really, but like mainly corgis. I just want to twerk. I want to see you twerk, just ask.
And then I got banned, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and then she was gone, right? And I'm a little choked about it, right? So I had to go live. I went live on my podcast TikTok account, and you know, it was probably for the best. I gained like 50 followers on the podcast account that night last night.
Decent.
Yeah, so like, you know, I don't go live over there that much. You know, the last time I went live was Christmas time because the title of it was Merry Christmas. So, like, the last time I went live over there, and I think I went live over there because I got banned. So, like,
it's always good to have an alternate.
Yeah. It was good. Catching bananas is fun. fucking TikTok. You know, I just try to go over and have a good time, keep it, you know, light, simple, have fun. And
right?
No.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So www.mudmanmarket.com. You know, check out the Mudman. I forgot to finish that. So whatever. You know, we're here now. That's fucking, I love that guy, man. He's ride or die for the podcast. So
that's badass.
I feel stupid
because I didn't even know what viscosity was, but like the amount that we use any of that crap would have been 2 summers ago when I was doing mud kills for SAGD just because some of the wells wouldn't die. So you're pumping walnuts down the well and it had to go through the cup at this rate, at this speed. Otherwise it was too thick or not thick enough and it was just literal hell.
Yeah. The Mudman's logo is pretty cool. He's got two different ones. I saw the shirt earlier, but like the original one was like the Major League Baseball logo, but it's the Mudman pouring into the cup, right?
That's badass.
Yeah, and the latest one, the newest one that I don't know if he's got a new one up or not, but the newest one is John Deere colors with the Mudman going like that same thing, right? And
I might have to look into getting one.
Oh, dude, get a shirt, get hats, get sick. The guy has everything, man. He's I think one of the hats was in here, man. Last time I saw, the hat was sitting right here. But my kids come in here and play sometimes. This is my kids' playroom when I'm not busy doing podcasts in here. So,
fair enough.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I call it the Dick Takeover. So,
love it.
Probably not the best name to call the kids' playroom, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, you make do.
Yeah, you make do. Do you have any plans to like, you know, you're a driller right now, you want to become like a push or a consultant or what?
I'm hoping next year, if everything goes according, cause they're supposed to be getting a second SAGD rig package that I could go into pushing and then eventually look into consulting. Because I did try and tell myself that, oh, by the time I'm 30, I'll get out. Yeah, it's not looking like it. I'm way too used to the lifestyle, the money and everything. And unless something crashes, then I'd go back to like firefighting. But like probably just consulting and stay with that. I feel like that's a good end goal.
Firefighting. You're a firefighter too?
I was a volunteer firefighter for 3 years out in Saskatchewan.
Oh, that's cool. Where in Saskatchewan?
Would have been Churchbridge.
Churchbridge. I don't know where Churchbridge is.
It's the smallest little town ever, population of like 500 people if you're lucky. Nice. But we just covered such a wide range of area because we were one of the only departments that had like for motor vehicle accidents, the jaws of life, all that stuff. So we covered a like 200 kilometer radius. For motor vehicle accidents.
That's pretty crazy. Do you miss it?
I do miss it. The adrenaline rush, like I get adrenaline rushes now from work when like wells kick or things go sideways, but like just the rush of getting toned out, driving to the fire hall, putting on your bunk gear, you're blaring down the road, lights and sirens on, and you're jumping out, you're fighting fires, saving people from vehicles, like it's a hell of a rush.
Do you know Clayton from Red Leaf Oil?
I've heard of him, yep.
Yeah, he's a volunteer firefighter in I think on Hills. Yeah. He and there's a lot of volunteer fire. You know, I actually learned that there are more volunteer firefighters than there are full-time regular firefighters.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, they make up like a significant part of the firefighter population.
Makes sense because like you have your whole like wildfire teams and everything right now where it's most of it's volunteer people right now.
They're putting their life on the line and trying to save communities for nothing, right? They're literally doing it, right? And like that's badass. That is so badass, you know. Like fucking I told my wife one time, man, I'm like, when I die, I don't know. Did you watch 911?
Yep.
Are you caught up?
No.
Fuck. Do you know who dies?
Nope.
Oh my god. Okay, I won't spoil it, dude. I just found out. I had a feeling. You might have a feeling, but like someone important dies, someone big, right? And that ends this, dude. I was heartbroken, but I kind of knew. People were kind of like, you know, oh, someone dies. I was so sad. And then I'm like, tell me. And then they're like, really? I'm like, no. And then I'm guessing, but I'm like, and then I accidentally, for the first time ever, I came across a spoiler and I saw it and I'm just like, no, right? And I knew it was coming for like 3 or 4 episodes.
Right? Yeah.
I purposely like would stop and like put it away for a week. I'm like, I don't want to know. I don't
need to know this right now.
But like the fucking song, man, when I die, I want that song to play at my funeral, you know? Like when my time comes around,
yep,
in the cold, right? And like, dude, also ladder 49, right? I'm not a fighter,
yep,
bro, but like Backdraft just had me, you know, like,
yep.
Backdraft?
Yes,
that's a movie I could watch over and over and over,
never get tired of it,
never get tired. Same with ladder 49, right? Like,
yep.
Every time I'm having like a sad day or something, and like I want to cheer up, my wife looks at me and I'm like, shine your light down on me, lift me up for all to see. And I want like those two songs to just play like on a loop at my funeral.
On loop, just constant. Yep.
Yeah, like by the time you leave that funeral, all the 7-year-olds know it word for word, and they're just like, you know, it's like fucking Bluey or fucking, you know, Caillou or some shit. They just know the lyrics, right? And that's just incredible. I want those two songs on loop.
That'd be pretty badass.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So you were saying, my neighbor just went by the window. So you were saying, you know, you in the next little bit, you want to be like push and then eventually consultant. Like consultants,
yeah.
Consultants like, you know, goals, right? Like you're looking at the calendar and you're like, by this day, you know, like,
yeah, like, yeah. Next year, definitely I want to be pushing by the end of next year. I feel like that's a realistic goal, And then consulting, I don't know, when it happens, probably wouldn't be for like 5 or 10 years after a guy goes pushing, depending where a guy wants to go consulting, right? Because I know there's a lot of smaller oil companies that take guys like fresh out, like, hey, you have this experience, let's go. But rather get in with a bigger oil company that I know their, I guess, safety culture and everything. That's a big one for me, right? Not where guys are getting hurt all the time.
Yeah, dude. I know Gord from the Second Act podcast. He's a big part of my podcast, man. He's been on my episode, on episodes on my podcast a few times, and I've been on his podcast, and I love listening to his. That guy, he worked rigs like back in the 90s, right? And he, you know, he's got stories. And then, you know, he's the one story was, you know, he's hanging from the derrick at like 2 a.m, just miserable. Right. And he's looking down at the push shack in the window and the consultant or the consultant shacks. Right. The consultant's got his feet up on the desk, coffee in his hand, watching the hockey game or whatever. Not 2 a.m. The hockey game's not on. But, you know, and, you know, he's like, fuck, I can't wait to be that guy, you know. And like years later, he's that guy. Right. He's like got his feet up, coffee in his hand. And he's like, you know, I would kill to be the guy hanging off the rig again, you know, like.
I feel like, yeah, it would take a guy back, right? You go from being so hustle and bustle busy, right, to all of a sudden you just sit back, lay back, chill, and tell the guys what to do.
Yeah. He said the guy that's swinging from the rig at 2 a.m. when he leaves the rig for his to go back to camp or whatever, or goes home on days off,
his
phone doesn't ring. You know, he just goes, he gets his
rest.
You leave work at work. Consultant nonstop, right?
Oh yeah.
And you know, whatever comes after that, that's what he did for a little while. And he's like, you know, you can't even go out to dinner with your family and the phone's ringing,
right? Yeah.
And you know, now I'm not sure what it is exactly he does. I know it involves a lot of AA batteries though. And a lot of AA batteries. He travels a lot and it involves a lot of AA batteries. He's in the oil patch still. But he's enjoying his life and what he does now, right? He's no longer, you know, a part of that side of things.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a solid guy. You should check out his podcast.
I definitely have to, yeah.
Hell yeah, man. The guy gets like not really blue collar people on, but like he's had like big musicians on, like members of the Tragically Hip have been on and stuff. Damn. Like that. Yeah, the guy's solid, man. I love that guy.
That's impressive.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah, dude. We're trying for another kid too. I circle back around to that for a minute.
Yes.
We're trying for another kid too. And you know, someone's like, are you gonna try until you get that boy? Right. And then, you know, I know someone that had two daughters, was like, I'm gonna try one more time, and then had triplets and they were daughters. Fuck all the way off. You know, man.
That would be, to hell with that.
That'd be on my luck. Yeah, I would be stuck in the oil field forever. You know,
just literally, you would never get out of it.
Never. You're a 7-year-old man doing it now because you're still paying down the debt of like fucking 5 daughters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My last one got married, like fucking, you know, the triplets decided to get married all at the same time, you know. Like, can you imagine they decide to get married to triplet brothers?
They'd all be related.
Dude, can you imagine that episode of like fucking Sister Wives? Shit.
No, to hell with that.
or that polygamy life fucking show they're doing now.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what that show's called. I can't remember, but.
Yeah, I couldn't. Nope.
Nope.
Fuck that.
No, fuck that. or because they're all related, it's Love on the Spectrum.
That's a possibility. That's the kind you just keep locked up in the basement and send food down every once in a while.
Bart Simpson's twin brother, Hank, just being locked in the attic.
Yep.
Igor, or whatever his name was. What was it? What was Bart Simpson's brother's name?
I feel like Igor would be... No.
Hold on, let's do this. Hey Siri, what's Bart Simpson's twin brother's name? Hugo.
Hugo.
I don't know why she didn't talk and say it out loud, but yeah, it was Hugo.
Yeah, no tell with that.
Fuck that, man. Yeah, no. Fucking, I don't want to keep you too much longer, though, brother. It's 9 o'clock. I know you want to get, you know, some alone time in with the wife. I want to get some.
The old lady's at a block party meeting right now, so
oh, shit. That's shit. Are you in exciting. The HOA?
Beg pardon?
Like, block party? Like, are you a block parent?
I don't know. It's weird. Like, in the community we live in Leduc, they do a yearly, like, a barbecue type deal to meet all the new people because the community's growing so much.
Yeah.
And the old lady's like, I want to be on the committee. I was like, go for it. You have the time. Just do your own thing. It happens when I go back to work anyways, so I was like, do it. May as well, right? Fill your free time, so.
Fuck yeah, man. No, whatever keeps you happy, right? I podcast, you pretend to be Morgan Wallen, she's on a fucking board, you know?
Right? Like.
Yeah, man. I don't want to take too much more of your time, though. And, you know, but I like to, like, wrap the podcast up with one last question, man. And it's, you know, Mount Rushmore has four of the most influential people up on the Rock. If you could have your own Mount Rushmore for people that you look up to and aspire to be or inspire you, who would they be and why?
Shit.
Buddy, we went from talking about jerking off in porta potties to like.
Who inspires me?
Who inspires you, bro? And like, it's got to be Dick Frost for jerking off in a porta potty. Right? Like,
I'd say one definitely has to be you just due to like your influence on everything and the way you tackle men's mental health in general, the way I see it, because you have like the better help thing and everything, and I appreciate that so much coming from me who struggled with it. The fact that you put that out there and you help guys, you're definitely up on that mountain. One, be my old man. Like, I only knew him for like 11 years of my life, but like, he'd be up there because I always knew him as a hardworking individual, so I definitely aspire to be like him one day.
Did he go for milk?
No, sadly, cancer.
Sorry, bro. Wouldn't make
it's it all good.
Bad and awkward, you know? Like, yo, he's gone. Is he black or did he go for milk, right? He's dead.
Oh. It's one of those things.
Wow, yeah.
Fuck,
wow.
Who else?
Guess I'm not on your rock no more. Shit.
Definitely still out there. I don't know, like, honestly, there's... I'd say my buddy's dad, because he kind of took me under his wing and like showed me things growing up and they helped me a lot. He'd be up there. For a fourth one, I really don't know.
Dead, alive, real, not real. Man, you like real, not real, like fucking Caillou. I don't know. Man, I talk about Caillou an absurd amount for some reason.
Caillou is a staple. I remember watching Caillou growing up. Then I got it beat into me that I was never allowed to be like Caillou and throw temper tantrums. So there was that.
My kids are not allowed to watch Caillou.
No, I don't think I could handle it.
No, not even a little bit. Yeah, man, that thing about me, like, what, you go for fucking milk or what? No, he's dead. Dude, that reminded me of a time I walked into a liquor store in Ontario, and I was with my brother-in-law, and, like, he's fresh with my sister, right? Like, we're just getting to know each other a little bit. And there's this, like, little old lady there, right? And she's talking about, I can't remember what she said exactly, but she's like, what do you guys suggest I get here, right? Like, you guys look like you would know, right? And I'm like, I don't really drink, right? But like,
yeah.
Like, well, you know, I'm sure your husband would appreciate you if you got this, you know? You get a little fucked up and the pants come down, right? I didn't say it in those words, but like, it was, you have a good time, right? And she's like, oh dear, he's been dead for a few years. And I'm like, still stand by what I said. It's not too late, right? And
that's right.
Right. And she's like, you do know how to party, right? And she fucking walks away. Like, holy shit, man. Like, we just look at each other. My brother-in-law's like, yeah, bro, like, I don't know if I want to be seen with you, you know? Like,
that's great.
Yeah, he married my sister a couple weeks ago, so. Well, obviously, I didn't scare him away, so.
That's right. Did something right.
Yeah, man. Like, it's wild, dude. Oh, shit.
Oh,
man, that's, I can't believe that happened. That's a wild moment in my life.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, shit. Like I said, things I can't say on the internet, right?
No doubt.
Oh my god, this is a good time. Yeah. Look, I got bottles of water everywhere.
Yep, same here.
Man, I appreciate you coming on the podcast, bro. Like, this is, you know, this is my baby, right? This is, I have a lot of fun with it. You know, we've, you know, it's transformed into something that, you know, I never thought it would be. It was just started out as me talking and having a good time and wanting to get to know people. And then, you know, it turned into something, you know, I wouldn't say bigger, but turned into something different, right? And
it's like, definitely bigger. Like, you're getting traction on your podcast for sure, I think.
Yeah, man. Like, getting traction for sure, and I'm just having a good time with it, right? And you know,
as long as you're having fun, right? And I feel like you make a difference in everything that you post, whether it's funny or on a serious note when you're talking about mental health or the hardships that guys go through, right?
Yeah, man. And you know, like when June's over, because you know, mental health month, when June's over, the conversations don't stop. Right. So,
yeah.
So it's not men's mental health month. It's just men's mental health. It's mental health in general. Right. It's
100%.
You know, yeah. And we talk about it year round. We try to bring it up every episode, anyways. And, you know, in some form or whatever. So, in some form, we try to bring it up. So, you know, yeah. You know, we try to talk about it, try to bring, you know, light to the situation. And, yeah, man, just because June's over doesn't mean the conversation stops. So.
No, and I definitely feel like that needs to be more seen, where it's not just one month where guys can feel like it's okay to talk.
Yeah, I don't know
or if anyone.
Tired and Frozen.
What?
I don't know if you follow Tired and Frozen, Carl.
I don't think so.
He's in Saskatchewan. He worked in the oil field for a bit. He was a trucker. He said it the other day. He actually stitched Quentin Dayhoos's video there, and that's how I saw it. But yeah, he said, man, this fucking men's mental health month is overshadowing a lot of things, right? Like, it shouldn't be just one month. It shouldn't be this. It's actually pretty disrespectful to a certain community, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, it was, yeah, it was a good video. It was a very good video. And I made a comment on it. And we've talked about it at the beginning of the podcast, you know, men's mental health and pride go hand in hand. So
100%.
Yeah, absolutely, brother. So, man, thanks for coming on the podcast, man.
I appreciate you having me. It's been a long time in the making, and I still look forward to doing our TikToks and having our twerk off.
Oh, buddy, we're going to twerk off and then jerk off, you know, like
in a porta potty.
Man, I'm gonna rent one, put it in my backyard. Like, at this point, it just needs to happen, right? And you gotta,
I'll steal one from the construction site, put it in the back of my truck, and I'll bring it to your house.
Dude, do you think they have GPS trackers on them?
No, there ain't no way.
Because there's a lot near my house. There's a few.
There's people. Also a lot by my house, too. We could definitely easily steal one, I think. We're going to want to get to them after they get cleaned out, though.
No, why? Why? You know, like, no, I've seen
some of the guys that use these things.
Oh, I've seen me in action some of these things, bro. Like, dude.
Fair enough.
Gross, you know, that camp food hits back sometimes, you know,
like, it does.
I don't know what's in that shit, dude.
Oh man, up in camp, never have a solid shit. Never,
never, never, man. And you know what? I used to think, it'll get better with time, and it doesn't.
It never does. You never get used to the camp food. You feel like a guy would after a certain amount of time? No,
yeah. You'd think after like 13 years of eating this food, you know, my gut's eventually going to take. Nope.
No. Still shit.
I've been home for 3 months now, you know, so my food's, my gut's like, thank you. Oh, my God, finally. And then, like,
yep.
To work here soon, and it's going to be like.
And oh, it's just going to be an absolute crapshoot.
Oh, yeah, dude. And it's every day at, like, the same time, too, right? And it's yep. like you can almost time when your bowel's going to be like, release me, right?
Yep.
Like, yeah, it's fucking wild. Well, thanks for coming on, buddy. This has been
great. I appreciate it, Dick. You have a good evening.
Yeah, man. It's great. Man, you know what? Hey, Kelton, Morgan Walmart, stay frosty, brother.
I appreciate it, Dick.
Beautiful. I love this song. I'm trying to get lyrics added to it.
Definitely.